Friends, I want to talk to you about the kind of automobile insurance that you must purchase. We live in a dangerous world, increasingly so, and it is a fact that the greatest single risk to any one of us of having large medical expenses and traumatic injuries is that we will be harmed in an automobile accident. There is no doubt about it. Sure, there are accidents at construction sites and in commercial establishments, and occasionally there is medical malpractice. By far, the greatest risk that any of us face is injury in an automobile accident. And there are many bad drivers out there, dangerous drivers, and the numbers are increasing. There are certain types of insurance that you must have in order to protect yourself against being harmed badly by other drivers. The first is what's called PIP, meaning personal injury protection insurance. If an insurance agent or salesperson says, oh, you don't need that, they are wrong and you need to find a different agent. In discouraging people from getting PIP insurance or deciding to buy it, insurance companies are frankly scratching one another's backs because they know that if they can prevent people from getting medical care, or if they can prevent people from having insurance in place that will reduce the financial distress caused by an accident, well then it is more likely that their sister insurance companies are going to have to pay money on behalf of the liable, negligent driver. And insurance, that is health insurance, is more and more difficult to get and difficult to afford. Who can afford it? I am lucky. I pay $300 plus per month for each individual covered under the health plan through my office. But there are so many people who are without insurance at all. Protect yourself against large medical expenses from that result from an automobile accident. Specifically, PIP protection means, number one, you will have medical services paid for. And as long as the services are reasonable, necessary, and connected to the accident, your PIP insurance will cover without copays, without deductibility, without deductions, without deductibles. It is the best kind of insurance you can have. And in addition, PIP insurance covers types of care that many health plans do not cover at all or do not cover thoroughly. And PIP insurance has no equal, and it is the cheapest kind of insurance for medical coverage you could ever buy, believe me. Now, insurance companies are required to offer this to you in a minimum amount, which is $10,000 of medical payments coverage, and they are required to offer higher amounts, such as $35,000 in medical coverage. Friends, you must have at least $35,000 in medical payments coverage. That will apply to each person in your vehicle who may be injured because of an accident. And by the way, it covers you regardless of whether the accident is your fault or the fault of some other person, or just one of those things, not the fault of anybody. So PIP insurance for medical payments is a great expenditure, a most efficient expenditure for health care coverage, and any insurance agent who discourages you from buying it should not be listened to. Now, in addition to PIP medical payments, it includes a wage loss reimbursement provision. Again, at the minimum amount, it's a wage loss coverage of $200 per week or 85% of your average weekly wage, whichever is less. That's not a great deal of money, but it is so much better than nothing. And unlike people who are so fortunate, like many lawyers, doctors, CEOs of companies, executives of companies, who can afford to have very well-padded disability plans, which will cover their income in the event they become disabled for any reason, very, very few of us can afford that. And again, let us look at the risk to us, each of us, of being unable to work. And no doubt the greatest single risk is that we will be harmed in a motor vehicle accident. So you can also purchase this disability loss of income provision. It comes with the PIP coverage. And again, as you go to the higher levels of coverage, as for medical expenses, there's an increase in the amount of coverage you can have also for your loss of income reimbursement. And friends, that is a kind of insurance that everybody should have. Now, I will tell you that not all insurance companies are the same, and State Farm Insurance, to name one, has in its PIP coverage, the last time I read it, some of the most, well, no, clearly, the most anti-customer provisions in the small print of the PIP coverage that I have read in many, many years. So steer clear of State Farm Insurance. Look for some other insurance company, because the State Farm PIP coverage has got several bad anti-customer provisions that are just trap doors waiting to be used by the company to pull the cord and deny you medical coverage. I have seen it many times, and lawyers in this line of work have seen it thousands of times. Now, let us talk about perhaps the single most important type of coverage you can purchase. It is called uninsured or underinsured motorist coverage. This is when you pay your company a premium, a separate premium, to protect you against the very risk that we're talking about, that some negligent driver who has no insurance at all, or the minimum insurance, will harm you badly. And if you do not have your own coverage to make up for whatever the negligent driver did not have in liability insurance, then you are going to be left out in the cold. You will have nowhere to turn. So this is considered such important coverage that the law actually requires, again, that insurance companies offer to every one of its customers underinsured, uninsured motorist coverage. You must buy this coverage. And if you have an insurance agent or salesperson who says you don't need it, or that's the first place you should try to save money, then you need to find another agent. Let me tell you, friends, that the amount of money that you would pay for either PIP coverage or UIM coverage is a fraction of what your insurance company wants you to pay to protect your car against having its plastic and sheet metal cut up or damaged. Your health is so much more important than this. Now, you are not permitted to purchase uninsured motorist coverage in an amount that exceeds, that is higher than your liability insurance, that is the insurance limit for the possibility that you might make a mistake and become liable to somebody else. Again, in Washington, the minimum limit is $25,000 for bodily injury to any one person, $50,000 for bodily injury to any number of people in the same accident. That is not enough insurance. Friends, if you own a home or if you have substantial assets, you are terribly underinsured, and your own home or assets will be at risk if you make a mistake. You should have liability insurance of your own of not less than $100,000 for bodily injury to any one person. I strongly recommend that it be more than that. $250,000 bodily injury coverage for any one person. And you must have the same coverage in your underinsured motorist coverage. Period. Do not save a few dollars by accepting less in underinsured motorist coverage. And finally, friends, there's a way to find out if your company is going to help you and be there for you, or whether it's going to turn on you when you need them most. The underinsured motorist provisions have a way of resolving the dispute between you and your company as to how much would be fair compensation. And if yours says, if your provision says that they will have genuine, true, binding arbitration, then that is a decent policy. But let me tell you, friends, there are many companies that in the small print say, no, no, if we have a dispute with you about how much you're owed, you have to sue us in court, and we will put you through the legal ringer. Allstate, MetLife, CNA, National Merit, all these companies will put you through the legal ringer. Change companies.